broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I think it's totally wrong. I don't. He doesn't belong in the Catholic religion.
Sabra hummus is manufactured by the Strauss Group, a company that strongly...
Oh, you mean the food stamps?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You use those too?
Maria found out months ago, has been, I am told, literally inconsolable
about... What comes next is entirely up to you.
Uh-huh.
World-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. An image of a topless male in a magazine is censored by some retailers. Why? Well, it's an androgynous picture. He looks like a woman. That's basically what that means, androgynous. Joining us to discuss it this hour is Reverend David Castorini of his Castorini Youth Ministries, 877-876-7445, as we continue this inexorable march into the future toward the ultimate goal, which is truth, freedom, peace, out. All right. 877-876-PHIL, and don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. We have live Phil TV in HD every night, so you can watch the show while you're bathing or while, you know, whatever.
Bathing?
Sure. I mean, you can stream the show mobile on your iPhone or on your Droid. You can watch it on your desktop. You can do whatever you want with it. It's Phil TV at philhendryshow.com, and that is, as I said, one of the features that we have, and we archive those for 5 days. We also have our daily podcasts, and we have our merchandise, so check it out. 877-876-PHIL. Now, this story here how do you pronounce this guy's name? Andres Pejic? I don't know how the man's name is pronounced, but anyway, he is how do you pronounce his name? Andres Pejic. He's a model from Australia. And he is a model who specializes in a kind of a female look, I guess is the best way to say it. He's done a great many pictures of himself looking like a woman. He's not a drag queen. He doesn't cross-dress. He just has really long hair. He has very feminine features. And there is a photograph of him here on the cover of Dossier magazine, which is the most recent controversial photograph of him, where he's taken his shirt off. And he has, as I said, he's got very feminine features. He's got his hair curled in a sort of a female-looking hairstyle. And the whole effect is, like I said, androgyny, a man who's sort of morphing into, or I don't know if you want to call it crying game, you know, or that kind of a thing. Dossier magazine has been put into a wrapper by the many of the newsstands that carry it. Now, it would be just my luck. These are two U.S. book retailers. As I said, it would be just my luck if all this was taking place in Australia, but some of it's happening here in the United States. They're covering the magazine with a wrapper because they're saying that it is obscene. And why is it obscene? Well, we're going to get to that here with David Castorini, who is a youth minister with Castorini Ministries on the show. And, David, thanks for joining us. And I guess what we're saying here is it's a very subjective thing, obscenity. When you look at this picture, it doesn't look obscene to me. It looks unusual.
Well, Phil, I think that's a very good point. I think it is a very unusual picture. And it's not unusual to see the kind of imaging that the modeling agencies, advertisers, and so forth will use. That's not unusual at all. What is unusual, though, I think, is that this photograph has obtained the notoriety that it has.
I don't think I've ever heard of a picture quite like this that has become controversial in the mainstream. It's now I mentioned the movie The Crying Game. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
All right. So remember when people were shocked to find out that that was a woman?
Well, you and I talked. I thought that was interesting because at no time was I ever fooled into thinking. I always felt that was a man. He looked like a man. Obviously had, as you mentioned about this picture of Mr. Pejic, very feminine features, and was dressed as a female. But there are things I think that are distinctly male about the human form. that you cannot get away from. Whether it, they talk about the Adam's apple, I don't know if that's true or not. For me, it's generally there's always some kind of coloring on the face that connotes a beard, or there is a more of a squareness to the jaw. I don't think that I'm ever quite fooled. This picture here of this young man can almost do it, but you still know that it's a man.
We're talking here with David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries about a magazine cover showing a male model by the name of Andrzej Pejic. He's a male model who specializes in a sort of an androgynous or female look. It's such a female look, he's taking his shirt off, that there's some booksellers that want to censor the cover. If you think this is a woman, you obviously think it's a pretty skinny woman.
You do. But we've had examples, I think, in modern culture, in some pornography, of topless women who have very, very small chests. And so it's not as if we haven't seen the image before. But in this image, you can definitely imagine that it's a woman because of the hair. I think if his hair was cut normally and it wasn't in the curlers, I think you'd have a different kind of a reaction, I think.
Well, what do you think is the danger of this?
Well, I don't think there's any danger. I think you're going to have a lot of men who are straight men who, and it's a, I want to let you know something, Phil. It's totally normal. And I get calls. I got a call, in fact, from a couple of members of our congregation who saw this photograph, and immediately were upset because they knew it was a man, but they were a little bit aroused by it. Now these are heterosexual men; these are straight men.
They were aroused though by this picture, and they knew it was a man.
They knew it was a man. Even if you don't know it's a man, if you think it's a woman, and you're aroused by this photograph, and then you find out it's a woman, you should not be worried. And that was my message to them. Don't, it's totally normal, I think, for a man, a heterosexual man, to look at another man who looks very, very feminine and to be interested. It's happened to me.
I can't say that that's ever happened to me.
Well, if you're honest with yourself, I think you would say...
No, I can tell you right now, I've never been aroused by another man in the sense that you're talking. That is, to see a picture and to say, wow, look at that, it's a guy, but it still looks really sexy.
Well, it is a man who is very feminine. It's a man who is extremely feminine. It's a man who has his hair curled. He is portraying the look of a woman, Phil. If you see the photograph that I'm looking at here,
No, I just put it up on our screen here on our video cast. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, but you're saying to me that there are some men that came to you and were aroused by this.
Yeah, I had two or three members of my congregation who were straight men who saw the picture because they knew that I was going to be on your program talking about it, and they called me up and said, Reverend Dave, that I know that's a man. But at the same time, it looks like a woman. And I got momentarily aroused by that. I said, don't worry about that. I think it's very normal. And I think it's going to happen to a lot of guys across the country. I want them to know that, not to be worried about it. You can see your doctor if you want to. I don't think you have to. Don't be worried about that. That's, I think, what makes people afraid of pictures like this. Because a perfectly normal heterosexual man is going to look at a picture of another man who looks like a woman, and he's naturally going to be attracted to it. And men get very nervous about that, and I don't think they should. I think it's completely normal.
And well, what about those of us who don't?
If you don't get aroused by that, then you have sort of, you've shut that part of your brain off, where you're open to the possibilities. See?
Yeah, but I'm a heterosexual. Okay.
I understand that. So am I, Phil. And so are the men that I'm talking about.
All right. You're talking about heterosexual men. I see that. I see that's a man. I'm not aroused by that at all, even though I see he's got his hair in curlers or whatever the hell it is he's doing. And there may be a shape to this guy's hips that look feminine. Nonetheless, he looks like a guy.
Right. He he looks like a guy to you, and he looks like a guy to me, and he looks like a guy to all of the other men I've talked to. But the other men I've talked to, with the exception of yourself, Phil, and maybe one or two others, all of us initially, of course, were aroused by that. Why wouldn't you be? He looks like a woman.
And he looks like a woman, and so when you say you're aroused by that, what does that mean?
Well, it means that you see a potential sex partner.
And you see a woman?
You see a woman, yeah. You know it's a man, though. But you come to accept momentarily that having sex with a man may be a very normal thing, because look at what he, look at how he inspires you, you see.
Now, you're a Christian minister.
That is correct, Phil, right.
And you see homosexuality as a sin.
I do, but hold on for a minute. This is not homosexuality. That's your problem you're having?
If a man is attracted to another man, I'm not saying he's a homosexual, but is that not homoerotic?
No, it is. No, not if he is aroused by that man because the man looks like a woman. He knows it don't make you gay if you're attracted to another guy who looks very feminine. That don't make you gay. All right? Is that? And I think that's the thing you're having a hard time with. I'm perfectly straight, and the men in my congregation are all straight. Homosexuality is a sin. All right, I want to be very clear on that. It is against God's law. And our youth ministry, we deal with young gay people all the time, so we love them. We love them, and we give God's love to them, but it is a sin. However, in this instance, looking at a young man who has his hair in curlers and he's pushing his chest out like he's got breasts, you're going to very naturally be attracted to that and see that as a birth mother or someone that you would want to have babies with. It's a man.
You are attracted to a man. Isn't that, for that moment at least, a homosexual instinct?
No, it is not, Phil. You're really mixing it up.
And what? No, it isn't? You're saying no, it isn't?
No, it is not. No, I'm a Christian minister. I would never, ever engage in that kind of act.
Would you have sex with this guy?
I'm saying I'm aroused and attracted to him. I'm married. Okay.
If you weren't married, would it be a sin to have sex with this guy?
It would be a sin to have sex with a man. Yes. But you're having sex with a man that looks like a woman. And so, in a lot of ways, all bets are off.
And all right, so if guys in your congregation had sex with this guy and told you about it, you'd say all bets are off, it's okay, it's not gay sex because he looked like a chick.
I wouldn't put it quite like that, but...
Well, that's what you're saying, though.
Basically, I'm saying that that young man has his hair in curlers, he's pushing his chest out, just as you said, he's got very seductive hips. So you would say to members of my, I would say to members of my congregation, all bets are off. Don't sweat it. You had sex with a woman. All right.
But they didn't have sex with a woman. You understand? You know.
Phil, I know a lot of things, and the Bible tells us that many things will frustrate, but many more things will clarify. And I think you need to put your ego on the back burner and understand that. Reverend Castorini and my congregation, we, believe me, we are not into homosexual sex. We're into straight sex.
Even though you're having sex with a man...
That looks like a woman.
That looks like a woman. 877, all right, Reverend Dave, this is a picture. You'd have to see it on my website or wherever you can find it. What happened to that, man? Oh, maybe we... I see. It's a picture here of the model Andres Pejic. It was censored by Borders. It was censored by Barnes & Noble. He looks androgynous. He's a man, but he could be deemed as a naked female. And as a result of that, they have asked this to be put in a wrapping. You just heard Reverend Castorini, who is a Christian minister, saying he believes homosexual sex is a sin. But in this case, this guy looks so much like a woman to be attracted to him and aroused by him and maybe even have sex with him is perfectly fine. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. 877-877-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-877-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And we'll be back with Dave Castorini in just a minute, but I want to tell you about a new show sponsor here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's called Life Change Tea. They are a new sponsor to our program, and I want to tell you, Life Change Tea is a, well, it's a life changer. It's a game changer. Life Change Tea is an all-natural, all-organic blend specially formulated, here's that word, to detoxify and cleanse those kidneys, your liver, your colon, and your blood all at once. People who want to lose weight are going to benefit from this great-tasting, non-caffeinated tea. You got a 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea products. There's no gimmicks, just results. A happier you. I want you to call this number or go to their website. Here's the number first, 877-724-5177, 877-724-5177, or go to their website, getthetea.com. That's G-E-T-T-H-E-T-E-A, getthetea.com. It's a great tea. It's a detoxifier. It's a cleanser. It's the bomb. It is life change tea, and, you know, you're just going to be amazed at how good you feel. Get a hold of Life Change Tea, and we're going to be telling you more about Life Change Tea as the days progress, okay? GetTheTea.com, and don't forget, when you go over there or when you call them, tell them Phil Henry sent you Life Change Tea. All right, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Dave Castorini from the Youth Ministries. We're talking about this androgynous picture of this model, Andrzej Pajic. And when I say androgynous, it's a young man, he looks like a female to the point that they've actually put wrapping on this picture in some of the bookstores around the country. Dave, your comment here as a Christian minister that being attracted to this young man is not gay, and to have sex with him is not gay.
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. Please don't call into question my very ministry.
You're saying you could have sex with this guy.
It's for all intents and purposes, it's a woman. Look at it. That's what I'm saying. In other words, if you're a straight man and you are aroused by that, that's not a sin. Look at it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Jeremy on the Phil Henry Show here with Reverend Castorini. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, you know, my thoughts behind it is, like I said before, if, you know, you can... Things are like they are on the outside, but go down to the genetic material. It's a man, and
well, that's understandable. You know, that's understandable. But you are aroused by it, and you're straight, and you can look at that picture of that man. I don't know if you've seen the one that Phil has on his website or not, but the picture of this man is one that very feminine.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, he's got his hair in curlers. He's a blonde. He's got very feminine features. It's like that guy in what was the movie? The
Crying Game.
The Crying Game. Yeah. But it's still a dude, you know.
It is. You're absolutely right. It's still a dude. So not to you, not to me, not to Jeremy. It's a woman, and to be aroused by him is not gay. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not gay if you have sex with it.
Well, I don't know how that's.
If you knew that that was a man, but yet saw the picture, are you still aroused?
I think any man is, yes.
No, asking you, sir.
Well, yes, of course I am. Of course I am. Any man would be.
I'm not. Does that make...
Well, Phil, I if you're being honest, okay, but...
I'm being very honest. I'm not.
Well, that makes one of you, you know. That makes one of you.
All right. Jeremy, have you seen the picture at all, sir? This guy,
no,
Jeremy, you there?
I haven't. I'm on the road.
All right.
When you stop off and you get the news,
yeah, take a look at it. Take a look at it. 877-876-PHIL. We're here with David Castorini.
Phil, the thing that is, I think the thing that's concerning men, and I'm here to tell them not to be concerned, is they're afraid that if they see the picture of this young man with his shirt off and his, you know, his hair in curlers, and he looks like a woman, and they want to have sex with it, they're going to think they're gay. You're not gay. You're straight. You're healthy. You love women.
And one man.
No, no, no.
All right, 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
No!
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Reverend Dave Castorini. Now, Reverend Castorini and I were talking during the break, and he wanted me to look up a picture here of this man, Andrzej Pajzisz, who is a model and is, in point of fact, a model that specializes in an extremely feminine look. You can obviously tell it's a guy, but he's got some poses going on here that are super, super feminine. I don't know which one you were discussing. We get the Reverend back on the phone there, Bud. I don't know which one he was discussing, but I think he meant there was one in a bathtub.
Yeah, this guy, he's laying in a bathtub.
Let me see where it is, man. I don't have it. What we'll have to do here is just wing it or something. I don't know. But let me get Reverend Castorini back up on the phone here. Our number is 877-876-7445. And, Reverend, tell me what the picture looked like.
Well, it's a photograph of this model. He is laying in a bathtub, and he is wearing women's undergarments. And I would challenge any man looking at that picture not to think it was a woman and want, obviously, to get to know her, him, it, however you want to say it.
Here's one here. I don't know if this is exactly what you're talking about. I got to X this thing out. But it's pretty bizarre looking. This cat is in some sort of an upper wrap, and he's... Do you see the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that right there. That is a perfect example of how much he looks feminine. And look at the hair.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, to me, that's a guy dressed. It could be a gay man affecting some sort of a provocative or evocative or erotic kind of wear. But nonetheless, that's a man.
Well, I don't know where you're getting that.
Okay, I'll tell you where I'm getting it. I'm going to scroll the picture down here. For those of you who are following along on our website, that's obviously a man. I've scrolled down to his to the man's hips.
I can see a little bit of evidence of what you're talking about, but look at the hips. Those are a woman's hips.
No, those look like a man's hips to me. But
well, again, Phil, you talk about being having a sort of a delusional look. I think there might be a little delusional thing going on with you, because if that isn't a woman, and I think any man seeing that, even a man like myself, and I believe in Jesus Christ, I'm a Christian man, but that makes my hands sweat, and I know it's a man, but it's a woman.
877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Castorini as we talk about this a very interesting androgynous photograph. Here is Ben in Yakima, Washington. Go ahead, Ben. You're on The Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Dave.
Yeah, just had a couple of things I wanted to say. I don't know what kind of person would agree with somebody looking at that picture and saying, oh, okay, this man is very handsome. You know, I would like to have sex with him, but you
well,
over
no,
here,
I don't say that.
Okay.
You
agree with him having sex. You just said that you agree with him having
right,
sex.
But I don't say it's a good looking man.
That's okay.
I say it's a good looking man.
I mean, if you're a man, I don't not get aroused by that. If you get aroused by that, then you have some.
No, I think you would be
going on. You might be gay. Then you are gay.
No, I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. I'm straight. And I think if you saw the picture I'm talking about, this gentleman's name is what, Phil?
This is Ben.
Ben, if you saw the picture I'm looking at, you'd be ready to go, too. I mean, I'm a married man. Of course, I would never cheat on my wife. But I'm saying,
I just don't agree with you saying it's okay to have sex with a man, and you're a minister. I'm kind of concerned about what kind of stuff you're teaching the people.
No, sir, I'm not saying. I'm saying homosexuality is a sin. There's no question in my mind. But when you have a man that looks this much like a woman, to the point where it is a woman,
it looks like a woman to you, not to me.
Do you know the picture I'm talking about? As you talk.
I think Ben, you did say you saw the picture, right?
Right. Yeah. The picture on the website, yes.
Yeah. On the dossier.
That is right.
All right. So what we're talking about here is a guy that looks like a woman, but is still a guy. It's like
Phil, you don't understand. If you look at like RuPaul, you know is a guy, but it looks like a woman. If you look at RuPaul. That's a woman. And for all intents and purposes, I tell my congregation, if you have sex with that, how can you not think of it as a woman?
RuPaul is about 6 foot five. I met RuPaul, in fact, as a guy. I mean, I know what that guy looks like.
Well, I'm not talking about that, am I? What you've just done there, you did that on purpose to destroy.
That's a duck, right?
No, what I'm saying is Mr. Henry went ahead and tried to destroy what I'm saying by saying, well, I've seen RuPaul as a dude, and he's about 6 foot five of ugly. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's about 6 foot five of ugly.
Well, if I were you, I'd disregard what's being said, Ben, because you know what RuPaul looks like. Wouldn't you do that? And I'm saying that if you were straight, and et cetera. I mean, you are straight, et cetera, right?
What are you asking the man? If he'd have sex with RuPaul?
Yeah, I mean, I'm over here trying to... Like, I can't believe that he's asking that question.
No. Both of you guys are making a joke out of this, and this is deadly serious. You've got straight men who are being seduced by these images. They cannot be told they're homosexuals. They have to remember that they're straight. They had sex with a woman. It's a dude, yeah. Okay, but they're not gay.
They're not gay.
I'm sorry.
They're looking at a man and they get aroused and they're not gay. I don't know.
There's a picture you have on your website right now. You have a picture on your website right now, Mr. Pajic. Looks like a chick, got a cigarette.
Looks like a guy, man. It looks like a very effeminate guy. Look at the arms. Look at the elbow on the guy. He's got the cigarettes. He doesn't have the nails of a woman. He's got a man's hand. His hair is blonde. His hair is long. He's got a pretty face, and that's about it. That's all I will grant you. 877-876. Isn't that, you know...
No, Phil, you're not being objective. That's what's going on. You don't want to be seen as a homosexual. And so you're not being objective.
I don't personally give a damn what people think of my sexuality. They want to think I'm a homosexual, but I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you, I'm not aroused by that.
You're not aroused by that. Well, you're all alone, because I'm telling you there are millions of men that look at that, and that's a good, you know, I'll make a joke, that's a good Friday night and part of a Saturday night, too. That's a hell of a Friday night and a big chunk of Saturday night, if I were single.
And you'd have sex with that? And you'd think you're straight.
You'd have to. You would have no choice but to think you're straight.
877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show with Crystal. Go ahead, Crystal. You're on with Reverend Castorini.
Hello. Hi. I'm the first-time listener to your show.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was calling in because I was understanding what the Reverend was saying, and I think what he's trying to say is that if a normal, healthy man who's attracted to women sees a man who they think is a woman because that man looks like one, and he would be naturally attracted. However, where you lose me, if you say that once you realize that that woman is actually a man, it would still be okay to have sex with that man because he looks like a woman, and that would not make you gay. I'm lost.
Ma'am, first of all, you've had a very, very the man, and this is something that is very uniquely male, you have a very male response. You look and see a feminine figure and feminine feature. You get the nurturing back that men find so valuable. And so now he is locked into it as if it's a woman. Now you say to him, no, it's a man. The clothes come off, however you want to say it, and take a look, and is that a man or isn't that a man? Yes, it is, and yet I'm straight. I know I'm straight. There's no way you're going to say I'm not straight.
You're saying that it is a man. The clothes come off. You see that it's a man, and you're going to continue.
Yes.
You're going to go ahead and still have sex with that man because initially you thought it was a woman, and you're straight?
Because you're telling people in your congregation? Yes, ma'am, because what's happened is you have imprinted and locked onto that person as a woman. You are straight. You know you're straight. There's no way you'd have sex with a man. You've already, what do they call it in racing? You've primed the engine. And you fall in love. You have sex with it. You may see it again.
Yeah. Notice you're saying it. I notice you're not using the...
What do you want me to say?
Why don't you call it her?
I don't understand.
Well, you're saying it. You don't want to say him, but you don't want to say her. Why is that?
It's not necessary. I know it's a woman.
Then call her her.
No, I'm going to call it it.
You're gonna call it it. If you're calling it it, then it's okay to have sex with inanimate objects also. I mean, it's a man.
No,
or
it,
a
ma'am,
woman.
It's not it's an. Either, it's not an inanimate.
No.
Exactly.
If you are a man, and you are having sex with another man with the same genitalia, with a person with the same genitalia as you, I am also sorry, sir. You are gay. That's the bottom line.
No.
Tell your congregation
that. You don't understand.
That.
No, ma'am. You don't understand.
Reverend Castorini, with all due respect, I don't think you understand.
That it's a woman because look at it. Ma'am, did you see the picture? I don't think you can comment unless you've seen this man that you call a man. It's a woman.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have to see the picture. A man dressed up looking like a woman is a man at the end of the day. Let me just say this one thing.
Look at it right there. Right there. Check it out. Anna.
All right, she can't see. We've got a picture on my website, Crystal, of Mr. Pajic. The very pouting lips, the long blonde hair. He's wearing a skirt. He looks like he might even have his nails done.
And you're aroused, Mr. Henry, as are other straight men.
I'm not aroused by that. No, I'm not.
Why are you telling him that? Why are you telling him he's aroused? You're aroused because you have homosexual tendencies, sir. That's the issue. I'm sorry if you don't want to admit that, but you should come out the closet.
You are so wrong. I am a Christian minister. There's no way on earth
I'm
gay.
And Christians can't be homosexual?
No, it is a sin. I'm not a homosexual. I am attracted to women. Look at it. No, I'm having sex with what is essentially imprinted as a female.
Let me ask this question, Crystal, pardon me for just a second. If you go ahead and have the clothes come off, just like you said.
That is correct.
And now you're looking at basically you. You're not looking at you, but you're seeing another man, just as Crystal said.
Find it funny, Phil? I'm trying to answer this question without laughing, all right?
I'm sorry, but it's... So you now engage in sex with that individual. You are having sex in a very specific way that is not necessarily the kind of sex you have with a female.
It's not heterosexual.
All right,
sex.
Okay.
Oh, you want to bet? Yeah, I've never had that kind of sex with a female, huh? Wow. Where have you been?
Oh, wow.
Well, get a load of the minister. Get a load of the Christian minister.
Excuse me?
I will not go there. No kidding, man.
Get a load of the Christian minister now.
You ask, come on, get real.
You get real, man.
Yeah, and
let me ask you a question.
By the way, RuPaul does not look like a woman. RuPaul looks like a man dressed as a woman. But you find RuPaul attractive too, huh?
I think every man that's ever seen RuPaul at one time or another
was attracted to her.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry that the two of you had to make a joke out of where this is deadly serious, and that is the maintaining, I'm a straight man, and I'm maintaining I'm straight, even if I had sex with a dude.
No, I'm sorry, you're not. You're mistaken. You're not straight if you have sex with a dude, okay? No, you're not.
How do you figure? How do you figure that, ma'am?
How does she figure? I just got done telling you. I just got done telling you that if you're having.
All right, you know.
We're going to take a break. Crystal, I got to get on the phone here with the Reverend and calm him down. Thank you very much for your call.
All
outstanding
right.
Call. 877-876-7445. We'll be back here with Reverend David Castorini as we talk about this androgynous model, Andrej Pajic, who is a, as we say, androgynous, is a man who is very feminine in feature and style and pose and to the point where they literally wanted to put a wrapper on the magazine he was on the cover of. This is a guy who's he's got a man's chest, but for some reason he's perceived as very, very feminine. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And that's what I did.
Well, you can tell my audience that. By the way, we're talking here with Reverend Dave Castorini of Castorini Youth Ministries about the male model Andrej Pajic from Australia. He is a model specializing in this sort of feminine look, and we've got a picture of him on our website right now. This is him dressed in, he looks there's like an Asian kimono or something.
I've tried to make the point that when you look at a picture like that, you're seeing a woman, and you have said, no, it's a man. Of course it's a man, genetically, but you are imprinting it as a woman. When I was in college, I had a date with a young lady one night that went very well indeed. I never hit it off with anyone quite that well. When the end of the evening came about and we said goodnight, of course we kissed, and we got very much involved, sitting in my car. And eventually I found out that she had a man's genitalia.
And so it was a man.
It was a woman.
That just happened to have a man's genitalia.
No, that just happened. Yes, it was a man, but it was a woman. All night long it was a woman. And yes, I had sex with it as a woman. Now, how does that make me gay?
It makes you gay because you had sex with a guy.
I had sex with a woman. I never would have gone out with a guy. Okay?
How long did you date this woman?
We were together for 2 years.
You know something, Dave?
No, I see what you're saying. You're saying because I was with this woman for 2 years, but it was a man, that I'm gay. You're not a homosexual. And this is the thing. There's so many men troubled by this, Phil, in my congregation, who say, am I a homosexual? I'm attracted to a RuPaul or whoever. I fantasize. I said, no, because that you're being fooled and tricked into thinking it's a woman.
877-876-7445 with Dave Castorini of the Youth Ministries. Here is Don in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, how you doing, Phil? This is my
good,
first
sir.
Time calling. I'd just like to say to Dave
sir.
That, you know, God is going to really hold you accountable for what you're doing to those people in that church, you know, because you're making them seem that it's all right. Who are you to change God's creation, even if it's in your own eyes? I mean, that's the way the devil got Eve. He made
I'm
her
not trying
wonder.
To change God.
I wonder what it'd be like if I bite this fruit. You know.
I'm not trying to change God. I'm saying
remember that you are tripod.
I bet.
Because I know
I
what
they do.
I'm not attracted to them.
you know,
I wouldn't be either. I'm just saying, if you
trying to get all of my points, okay,
right.
There's
okay.
nothing that you can say to get me to accept a man as a woman, because then
you gotta see this girl. She's beautiful.
It's not a girl.
I made a mistake. I didn't know he didn't make no shims out here. I mean,
I didn't.
First thing to do to themselves, and at the end, I feel sorry for your congregation. You will bust hell wide open in a gasoline suit going down on a grease pole as quick as possible if you continue with that notion in your mind, because you are spreading, you're poisoning the minds of your congregation. You're not giving them a fair chance to grow spiritually, and now they're going to be confused. I think hell is going to be paved with preachers like you.
I think that by recognizing that it's really a woman, I'm in a gasoline suit, I'm going down an oil pole, but there's a big bag of salt at the bottom. That's how I feel.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much for your call, sir. Wow.
Oh, don't give me that wow.